Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Chav Gimel. Pick it up on Chav Bezim Abiz. By the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up from the bottom. Zuck the Gemara. Amar Ula. So we're standing right now as we're dealing with the fact of the Zikni Darum. And now we're going to bring a bit of an issue of something that said Amar Ula. Takaluhu Rish Lakish Lidromai. Rish Lakish, he came out and attack against the opinion of the Zekinim from the Darom. And the statement that they had made was that Shochtin Vazorkin al Tamei Sheretz. They said they can shecht the carbon pesach and throw its tam for someone who's Tamei Sheretz. Now they say back to them and say, Chesekach Merupe, says Rashi, Lidchos Esatuma. In other words, according to you, which power is greater in reference to bringing a carbon oil instead of tuma? Koch mechaprim or koch mischaprim? The power of those who are causing the kaparim, meaning the guanim, or those who are being atoned for, meaning the owners. Have you koch mischaprim? You have to say it's going to be the one that the one's getting atoned for because you're of the opinion that if the owner of a carbon pesach is tummy from a sheretz, and he could send his carbon to the Beis HaMikdash to be offered for him. But you also said if a Kohen's tummy from a Sheretz and he does the Avodah, the offering is going to be no good. And therefore you consider, as we say, Uma b'mak b'mkom shenitmu b'aylim b'sheretz. If in a situation where the owners of the carbonus become tummy through a Sheretz, Mishal can come in the same, and they can send their carbonus to the Beis HaMikdash, Kohen shenitmu b'sheretz to Inimuratza, and the Kohen comes tummy through the Sheretz is not able to go and bring it. To bring it with his avodah, mekom shenitmu b'aylim b'meis, then the kiss of the owners become tummy meis. Shemesh alchem kamer to say, kohen shenitmu b'meis, and odin shemiratza. Of course, it's not going to be miratza. But you, southernly zakenim, say that if a kohen who is tummy from a dead body does the avodah, it's going to actually work. And for the Gemara, kasavri zikni darum tamei meis nami mishalech karbonosav. They say that someone who's tamei meis is also able to go and to send his karbonos to the Beis HaMikdash in order to be done for him. I vaksev, but the Gemara says ish kiyah tamei v'asa pesach b'chodesh hasheni. Says that if a person becomes tamei from a dead body, he should make the karbon pesach in the second month, right, which sounds like a tamei meis is not able to go and send this carbon pesach, but he has to be pesach sheni. So it's gemara lemitzvah. Now what that means to say, yes, he should be doing the pesach sheni. However, if he ended up sending the first one, then he's done a mitzvah. It'll be yotzei b'di'evet. In fact, the gemara of Oksiv, where the Halakha Torah tells us, ish, beep, turn the page, chav gimel malav, ish l'pi achlo, a man according to what he eats, which is a mashba that the carbon pesach can be shechted only upon those who are able to actually eat from it. Someone's tummy meis is not able to go and eat from it. So it's more limitzvah. That's all I come to tell you as a mitzvah. That is definitely ideal. But if it was done without that, if they didn't eat from it, then it would work. Ula kuve lo, really? It's not a yikov. If you can't eat from it, for a time, only in a braisa, b'michsas nefashos. The Torah says that you should do the carbon pesach according to the number of people. Melamed she'ena pesach nefashot el lemenuyav, only for those people that are signed up for that chabura, shachtu, v'l'shalom. If you did it for someone who's not part of it, yachal yekev ke'over al mitzvah, you would have think that the shechting is just like go over a commandment, but if it's going to be good, but the Ebed, Talmud Lomer, Tachosu, you got to count, Hakos of Shana, Lov Lakiv, you doubled up on this in order to go ahead and repeated it, show you that it's necessary. The iskish olcho the minuyim, and there's a hekish, those who eat, to those that are signed up from it, which means that even a tabi person is able to eat from there, for Shemino, even Likuba. Everything more is secret darum lo makshi. The elders from the darum, they don't compare this those who eat to those who are manui. They don't make the hekesh, and therefore they are good. So this whole attack on them, actually, they survived through it. And they say that if you go ahead and you do it on for somebody who's tummy may say it actually work. But still, we come back to a bit of a question over here. That they said that Navoda done by a Kohen was Tamei Meis. What? Chilo Makshi Nami, even if you don't make the Hekesh, Behan Nami is Lupircha. The same Kavachoma, the very same Kavachoma that Barbara Shlugel still stands to not get their opinion. Uma b'makom If you have a case where the owners, they become tamei the sharets, shalchim kabanoseim chadchila, they get sent to the bais hamikdash chadchila. Kohen shenitvu b'sharets ein meratze. A kohen who became tamei through a sharets can't be meratze. The makom shenitvu by the b'meis of the going to be tamei meis. Shem shalchim kabanoseim chadchila. That was sent to chadchila. Then the kohen shenitvu b'meis ein din shen meratze. And of course that can be meratze. Oh. Okay, the Gemara doesn't deal with this, that particular thing right there. Kind of leaves that as a question. But we actually go back to the other challenge we had, Mesve. Back to the Gemara. They're coming against the Zikli Dorim again, based off the following Mishnah. This Mishnah Pesachim. It is said about the Nazir and somebody who's in the Korban Pesach, Hatzitz Miratza al Tumas Dam. Hatzitz Miratza will accept for the Tum of the Dam. Then it says Miratza al Tumas Aguf, but not for Tumas Aguf. And, since the Mishnah says straight about the Nazir and the person doing Pesach, we can learn out that when it says that the Tzitz is not Miratza for the Tum of the Dam, of the Aguf, it's talking about the case of the owner of the Korban was Tame, Bimai. Now, what type of tuma are we dealing with? Either we could put Thomas Sheretz, or Machachtum Vizarchin al Tame Sheretz. Ella Thomas Mace, I was talking about Thomas Mace, because the Anatis Marazza, Namarazza. Alma Nitma by Limper Mace, Ain Michalchin Kermit Osam. Which kind of goes straight out against the Zikne Darum, so that somebody who's Tame Mace and sent his carbon Pesach to the base Hamigdash and was given for him that it's going to work. And he's doing it to Zion. That's Gemara Lo. If the owners became Tamei Meis, then Yitak could be true, right? If the carbon was sent to the Beis HaMikdash and bought for them, it would be good b'diavad. Hacha v'mayas skinan. Here, what are we talking about? Kegol shenitmu kohen b'sher. It's talking about a case where the kohen, it's the kohen who became Tamei, and where it's through, it became Tamei Sheretz. In that case, it's going to be no good. According to the Din of our Mishnah, which says that the avoda of a kohen Tamei is no good. And those of the Zikne Darum explained, talking about someone was Tamei from a Sheretz. If he was Tamei from a dead body, then it's going to work because of the tzitz. Says Gemara, that's true. Let's look at the Sefer of the Mishnah, which says that Nitmu Tumas at the home, Hatzitz Maratza, Rikim Tami, the Tumas at the home, Hatzitz will be Maratza. What's Tumas at the home? That's talking about a type of Tuma that no one could have known about. Alright? The body buried somewhere. Nobody knew about the fact that there was a dead body there. So according to what you understand, the first part of the Mishnah, it's talking about the case of Sheretz, then this would also be talking about a Sheretz. Hatani Rav Chia, when Rav Chia taught about that, lo mitumas tom ella lemeis bilvad, only about a dead body. Lemeis amutei mai, lavamutei tumas at home to Sheretz. It's coming to exclude that of a Sheretz. The Gemara lo lemutei tumas at home to Ziva, talking about tumas of a Ziva. But when it comes to Sheretz, then it would fall into the category of Tumas Dom. Therefore, the Mishnah can really be understood. It's talking about a case where the coin was Tamei from a Sheretz. The Ella. In fact, the Marvel had the boy Rami Vachama. And what that was Rami Vachama asked. Kohen Hamaratze Bekarben Oseihim. The Kohen who's matched with his Karbonos. Right? But come on, so a Nazir, or that somebody's doing the Karban Pesach, Hutrilo Tumas at the home? Oh, lo Hutrilo Tumas at the home. Yes or no? Tifshat the Tumas at the home, Hutrilo. We could learn out to say that it Taka is going to be Mutter for him. The Hahacha, the coin Kaminim, because here in the Mishnah, according to the Zikni Durum, we're talking about the Tumah of a coin. But the Mishnah finishes off later on that, that type of thing for Tumah actually works out. So why was Rami Barchama, why he wasn't able to answer the question? For the Gemara, the Rami Barchama vadei pligi. Rami Barchama is definitely arguing with this Zikne Zikne Darm. Anyway, they could hold that if an owner of a Karban Pesach was Tame, it was offered on his behalf, it's going to work. B'diavad. Okay, so now we set up the Rav Chama holds that a Karban Pesach was brought for somebody who's Tame from a dead body. He's going to be no good. The Gemara asks on him, Tashma, to take a look and see. V'nosa Aaron is Avodah Kedoshim. It says that about the tzitz, that the Kohen Gadol is going to bear the sin of Kedoshim, which is telling us that if the avoda of the carbon is done in a way which says, okay, the tzitz is going to take off the sin, is going to make it like it's Muratze. Che'eza Avonose, which sin does it earn, does the Kohen Gadol have? Because of this tzitz, beep, turn the page. Chaf Gilam Veis, Im of a Pigel, if you're talking about, he's carrying the oven, the sin of Pigel. If we're talking about Pigel, I don't remember if I beeped it, Chaf Beis, I'm a Beis, I think it is. Chaf Gilam Veis, Im of a Pigel, Harry Kfar Nemer, Lo Yechashiv, already said that the carbon that has messed up a Pigel, it will not be Yechashiv considered. It's not going to be good. Emav no sev. It says no sev. Kfar nemar lo yiratza. Hayenu no sev echla avon tuma. As we talk about tuma, shahotra mechlala betibur. As an exception to the general iser, when it comes to the tibur. Now, my tuma. My tuma. What type of tuma does the baraita mean when it says tits is going to be ratza? Ilema mituma sheretz. Then where's the Isser containing the sherets going to be okay when it comes to the Tzibor? Ella Tumas Meis, most talking about Tumas Meis, V'laf Kigon Shenitma V'ayelam B'meis, and is it not talking about a case where the owners of the carbon who became Tummy through the Tumas Meis? Alma Nitma V'ayelam B'meis Meshalch and Karbon Hashem. So we see that the owners of the carbon becomes Tummy through the Tummy Meis, and they can bring their carbonus in the Beis HaMikdash. If they did it, and the avoda is done for them, then it's going to be good because of the tzitz. Ubamai, Ibam Nazir, what carbon are we talking about? If we're talking about a Nazir, Vichyomis Mesa Love, Omar Achman, if a person shall die near him and contaminate him, the first days will fall aside, and Nazirus was contaminated. The Pesach saying that the Nazir became tummy from a dead body, he's not able to bring his carbon. So the tzitz is not going to be Maratza for that. Elul Osef Pesach, it's talking about somebody who's doing the Karban Pesach. So we see from the Braisa that if the Karban Pesach is brought for somebody who's Tamei Meis, then it's with the effort going to be good because of the tzitz, which goes against Rabbi Barchama. We all love the Sheretz. Says the Gemara, really, the Braisa, which says that the tzitz is going to be Maratza for Tumah, is talking about that of a Sheretz. V'shem Tumah Ba'al Abolam. And when it says that there's an exception to the Isser of Tumah in reference to the Tzibor, it's talking about the general idea of Tumah. And it's saying that since the general category of Tumah has a little latent kula, that there's an exception to the din of Tumah's mace in reference to the Tzibor, and we can say that the Tzitz is a Menorasa, reference to something of Tumah in reference to an individual. But it cannot do so in reference to that of a Tumas Meis, but only a Sheretz Tumah. V'ikad the Daika Maisi Hachin. There's some people who read the Pasuk the Baisa brings with an added part, and they bring it as a question. They say, and with the tzitz, the urn will bear the sin of the sacred offerings of an Kedoshim in, of a Mikadishin lo. Which means that of the bearing the sin of the sacred offerings, but not those of one who consecrated. My Tuma. What Tuma does I mean that the tzitz is going to be Meratzah only if it became Tuma? Either in Tuma Shem, Tuma Sitzar, Tuma Shem, it's Mishter B'tzibor. Is that going to be now Mutter Zahotra B'tzibor? El Alav Tumas Meis, V'Oven Kadoshim in Oven Mikdishan Lo. And in reference to Tumas Meis, is it going to work? But not to those who, but not bear the sin of those who consecrate the karbanos. This goes against the zikne darim that if I have the owner of a pesach or a kohen does the voda was tummy from a dead body, it's going to be good with the avid. Leolam tumasheretz. We're talking about tumasheretz. V'shem tum ba'olam.
But they said that there's no exception to this Isser of Tumah. In reference to the community, it's talking about the general category of Tumah. Okay, on to the next part of the Mishnah. It says another thing a person does is going to be, it's going to be no good. Yoshev, they bring the Avodah when they're Yoshev. Mean all how you know this. I'm a Rav, I'm a Rav Nachman. Rav Kalpag says, Lamod L'Sharis. You got to be standing up to do the Avodah. Lamida Becharti, V'lo L'Shiva. I chose you for standing, not for sitting. Tanarbonon, Lamod L'Sharis Mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Kshe Omer Ha'omdim, when it says afterwards, who stand there in front of Hashem, Shana Lovakos V'lakiv. Then it becomes not only the Chachil, even the Avodah, it has to be done. Amr Le Rav Lerav Nacha Michti Yosef Kazar Dami Umachil Avoda. A coin who sits is considered like a non-coin, therefore it's going to make it into Chulin Avoda. Ema Ma Zar B'Misa Af Yosef B'Misa. So we should say that just like a Zar, because the Avoda is going to be killed, maybe the Shemaim. Af Yosef b'Misa also, Allah Matani is what I say in the Brisa, Aval Ur Unin Yosef Ena b'Misa Elavasara. The Kohen who's not mild, the Onin, and the Kohen who sits on doing the Avodah, they're not killed, but they're just, you know, over an Isser. Mishum Dahave Mechusa Begadda Mishlo Racha to Daimer Glaim. Because those Psukkim of the Kohen doesn't have the Begadim. And one who didn't wash their hands and feet. I'm telling me the same thing, to teach the same din, that one who's disqualified for the Avodah is going to be put to death, for doing the Avodah. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Dalnaf, V'chol Shniksum Abayim Kechad, in Melandon, you have two Pesukim coming to say the same idea. You can't learn out from them. Lamandon and Melandon, according to what it says, that you do learn it out. We still can't learn out that someone sitting, according to sitting, is going to be killed in Shemaim. Because for pasuk about when he drinks wine, is another case of Mishavishim. Everyone agrees it comes to three pesukim, saying the same thing that we can't learn from it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop with you again. Forgive me for the noise in the background. If you can keep some tefillahs going for yourself, may have been Tamara and Ami. Really appreciate that. We're going to stop with you on a great day.